Now we have our second feature. Richard Matthew writes and reads his regular history piece, which this month looks at the life of that wonderful author, Anna Sewell.
This is about a child from a coastal town in Norfolk who would go on to influence life around the world. She's famous today as a writer, one of the first to write a story from an animal's point of view, her only publication. She was Anna Sewell, whose story, Black Beauty, was published only a few months before her death and which has sold some 50 million copies around the world. The full title was Black Beauty, His Grooms and Companions, The Autobiography of a Horse, and it was published by Norfolk's own Gerald and Sons in November 1877. It was a first-person account of the life of a young foal from pulling cabs in London through to retirement, and of the acts of both kindness and cruelty that the horse endured along the way. It was not only a tale of animal welfare, but also about how to treat people, and it became an instant bestseller. She said of the book that, quote, a special aim was to induce kindness, sympathy, and an understanding treatment of horses, unquote. Anna wrote the book while living in the White House in Old Catton, on the outskirts of Norwich, where the family lived from 1867. And although she would not live to see how popular the book became, one of the most successful of all time, it had already sold 91,000 copies by the time she died. Although she didn't attend school until the age of 12, her passion for writing had been developed from a young age, when she would help edit her mother's books of religious stories for children. She was born into a devout Quaker family in 1820 in a house on Church Plain, Great Yarmouth, to Isaac and Mary Sewell. But after only a few months, the family had to move to London as her father's shop had failed and the family fell on hard times. They would move many more times throughout Anna's life. And it was a twist of fate for her older brother, Philip Sewell, however, that brought the family back to Norfolk. Sarah, his wife, died suddenly in 1866, and Mary, the mother of Anna and Philip, decided in 1867 that Anna and her family should come to live in Norwich to be near Philip to help with caring for his children. This was a role that was to fall to Anna, and one she seemed to enjoy. It didn't last long, however, as Philip remarried in 1870, so that Anna's role as companion to her brother and support to his children came to an end. At the age of 14, Anna fell while walking home from school and injured both ankles. Through the mistreatment of the injury, she became unable to walk or stand for any length of time for the rest of her life. She began learning about horses, driving her father to and from the station from which he commuted to work, and this developed her respect for horses. According to the Sewell family, the idea for both Black Beauty and the setting of the tale, Birtwick Park, are based on Dudwick Hall, Buxton, where Anna and her brother had spent some time when they were young with her uncle Wright. The horse that Black Beauty was actually based on was a black mare named Bessie, which belonged to her brother, and was stabled in the barn at his house on Constitution Hill in Norwich. Philip Sewell died in 1906, and since then the old hay barn has seen many uses. During the First World War, it was used as a theatre when Catton residents put on a concert for troops billeted in the area, and later used for storage. The family name lives on today in the form of the Sewell Barn Theatre in the grounds of Blythe Jex School. From her mid-twenties, Anna's health began to deteriorate, and the family spent a lot of effort in trying to find remedies for her various ailments. She spent her final years in a lot of pain, and it was during this time, while sitting in her room, that she put pen to paper and Black Beauty was given to the world, her only published work. She sold the manuscript to the local publisher, Gerald's, for £40. Anna died on the 25th of April, 1878, at the age of 58. The pain which she had been suffering for over 7 years was not properly diagnosed, and it's supposed that she died of either hepatitis or tuberculosis. She's buried in the Quaker burial ground at Lammas, Norfolk, along with both her parents. Her book has been translated into 50 languages, as has been the subject of several film and television adaptations. While Anna was not the first nor the last campaigner in the field, Black Beauty played a big part in bringing about improvements in equine welfare. A first edition of her book is today for sale for nearly £8,000, and she joins another Norfolk writer, Henry Williamson, author of Tarka the Otter, in creating a story told entirely from an animal's point of view.